As promised, though, right now we are joined by the driver of the number two Auto Trader Ford Mustang for Team Penske, the 2012 NASCAR Cup Series champ, 2010 NASCAR Xfinity Series champ, qualified for the playoffs 8 times, including 6 straight seasons, the winner of 2 of the last 3 races. NASCAR Cup Series returns to action Sunday at Atlanta Motor Speedway with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. It's 3 p.m. Eastern. It is on Fox. Brad Keselowski is my guest. Brad, it's good to have you back. Let me first ask you, before we get into this amazing run that you and your team are on right now, how is everybody around you doing during this very unusual time, Brad?
Oh, well, thank you for caring, Jim. I appreciate that. We're doing great. My family, my wife, daughters, and everybody else is doing really well. We're very, very fortunate, and our hearts go out to those who are not as fortunate. We're thinking about you if you're listening.
I echo those sentiments. Well said. So, Brad, you won Sunday at Bristol in a race where you'd been running really fast all day long, even when you were not leading. Overall, how were you and the team feeling about that car throughout the day?
Yeah, it's quite an up-and-down day. You know, the NASCAR races are so long, Jim, that, you know, you start with, or at least we did at Bristol, we started having a great day. In the middle of the race, it kind of fell apart. Then right at the very end, it went our way, and we were able to win. But such a roller coaster ride of emotions. You know, you work on your car, you work on your techniques, but everything is so dynamic. You know, it's what it takes to be fast at the start of the race versus what it takes to be fast at the end of the race is not always the same. It's kind of like a football game where the defense adjusts and now the same plays aren't working, the same formations aren't working. That's a lot of how NASCAR is. And so to be good over a 500 lap or a 500 mile race is really, really tough. And fortunately, we were able to get the right adjustments in at the very end of the race to overcome all that and bring home the win, but sure wasn't easy.
Brad Keselowski is joining us. All right, you mentioned the end of the race. Let me ask you about that, because you get to the final 10 laps, and you've got all three of the late race leaders, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott. They all crash out. What was going through your mind as that played out?
Yeah, well, I mean, Merry Christmas was probably the first thing that came through my mind. You know, I think that speaks to how dynamic the track was. I think Denny Hamlin probably had the race won, and the groove kind of moved on him, and he just missed it by a little bit as it came down, and it's kind of like the out-of-bounds line moved in a foot or two, and he stepped over and got loose and got into the wall, like you said, and then next up was Chase Elliott, and he made a slip up in another corner, and my teammate Joey Logano got underneath him, and he slipped up on the next corner, and we were there to strike, and as those two were kind of rubbing fenders, our car was dialed in and able to make the pass. So, you know, it's so easy, especially with the formats we have, Jim. No practice, no qualifying, no chance to really dial yourself in as a driver, but also dial the car and the team in before the race, and it makes it very easy to make a mistake.
Brad Keselowski is my guest. At the same time, Brad, you and the team are running so well right now. That's your second win in 3 races. A week earlier in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, Elliott went into the pits. You gambled. You stayed out there. You were able to hold on and get that win. What were the last few moments of that race like?
Wow. Just pressure intense. You know, knowing that we had a chance to win the Coke 600 late, and of course we were able to pull it off, but in the moment you don't know that. But knowing we had a chance to win a race that means so much to me and means so much to our sport. It's one of the crown jewels, the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend. Huge weekend for motor racing, and probably more so with everything that's going on and NASCAR being the only major sport kind of up and going. So it's a race that had eluded me. I'd probably been in position to win it 4 or 5 times over the last 10 years and hadn't done it. It was nice to be able to check it off, but in that moment you're just thinking, oh boy, the heat is on, and this is our chance. Let's go execute.
You know, Brad, you and I spoke about that very race a year ago, and I knew then how much it meant to you, so I can imagine how much it means to you right now. And again, that was your first Coca-Cola 600 win and the first win for Ford in that event since 2002. So obviously that's a really, really important win. So you win 2 of the last 3. You have four top tens since racing has returned. How do you explain the success that you and the team are having in some really unusual circumstances?
Well, our preparation is really strong, Jim. But then I would say even before the pandemic hit and everything in our world kind of got turned upside down, we were running really well. You know, we had just ran Phoenix the week before the pandemic and led a bunch of laps. And that race kind of went the opposite of how the last 2 races have gone for us. The Phoenix race actually slipped right through our hands while we were leading. Just kind of missed it a little bit on my own pit strategy and tactics, and I kind of gave that race away to my teammate, Joey Logano. So I think, you know, you win some and you lose some that way, but there's some key learnings that we applied and made them count here the last few weeks.
Brett, I understand that preparation is key, but you're also doing this with a new crew chief this season in Jeremy Bowens. It would seem like going through a suspension of the season and then restarting might be a challenge with a new driver crew chief relationship. How have you guys managed that part of it so well?
Yeah, well, that has been tough. You know, actually, in some ways, the pandemic was good for us as a team. It gave us this chance to apply some of the key learnings from the first five races into the future where, you know, if you just kept racing over and over again, sometimes you don't get a chance to pause and reflect. So that ability to pause and reflect, I think, was very helpful for us.
Plus, Brad, we're talking about the entire team. Like, if you had to, how would you describe the resilience and the mental toughness, not just for you, but for the entire team?
It's at a very high level. Our team's coming together, and I think there's some really strong players when we switch teams. And I had a great team before, don't get me wrong, but this team here has got some really strong players that have a lot of mental toughness, and they're very hungry. You know, they haven't had that, you know, a multiple race win season before, and they knew that we could do that. And here we are very early in the season, and we already have multiple wins. And I think that just fuels the fire even more because, you know, you check the multiple win box, and what comes next? Well, you check the championship box. And in order to do that, you have to be laser focused in the sport. And I can really see that out of our team.
We're talking to Brad Keselowski. You know, when you talk about that same focus, like basketball players talk about when they're deeply focused like that, they get into a zone where the basketball hoop seems larger than normal and they can't miss. Baseball players will talk about something similar when they know exactly what pitch is coming. Like, as a driver, when you're running the way you are right now, is there an equivalent feeling of being in the zone, and does it carry over from one race to the next?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's an equivalent feeling up. Mostly it's a trust thing. Because there are always moments where, you know, of adversity in our races where things aren't looking right. And I think you get caught up in that adversity. You allow yourself to get nervous. You don't find the opportunity in it, and you fail. I'm a big believer. There's this book by Ryan Howden, Obstacles Away. I'm a big believer in just that concept that, hey, you look for obstacles and try to find the opportunities in them. But if you don't have the trust and confidence in each other, you're not in a headspace to do that. So I think that where we're at as a team, kind of hitting our own zone, so to speak, is just that. It's, hey, there might be a moment that doesn't go our way, but we have trust and confidence as we're in our own zone that we'll find the opportunity and overcome it.
That's an amazing book you just referenced. And Ryan Holiday is my guy. I love him. I'm so glad you brought that up, Brad. So that book itself is one of the best books I've ever read. What was your biggest takeaway from The Obstacle is the Way?
That whole concept of not allowing yourself to depreciate into a place mentally where you see an obstacle and you're defeated immediately. In fact, take advantage of the obstacle. Find its own weaknesses, and there usually are weaknesses in every challenge that we face that become opportunities, whether it's in your competition, which is, of course, in my case, as a race car driver, or in your daily life experiences. So it is a tremendous book. And he's a heck of a writer, so I'm glad to hear you read him as well.
I love it. I love that book, and I love the guy. You got to lean into the obstacle. And Brad, there's been a lot of talk before I let you go. A lot of talk about your future and what that might look like after the season. You yourself have spoken to the fact that it's not something you really think about at all. How then do you go about shutting out all that noise and focusing on the task at hand?
Well, I was joking with someone the other day. The good thing for me is I'm not that smart, so I can only think about one thing at a time.
Come on, man.
As you can tell, based off the last week or so here, Jim, I've been focused on winning. So, you know, when you focus on that, generally the other things take care of themselves.
So what's it like racing five times in a matter of 2 weeks, Brad? Is it fun or is it mentally and physically just draining?
It's definitely, you know, more of a challenge, Jim, to run on a Sunday and then again on a Wednesday. You know, I think if you back the sport up, you know, 50 years ago, that was commonplace. They would race multiple times a week. But one of the things most people don't think about is, you know, 50 years ago when they would race multiple times a week, the drivers wouldn't even run the whole race. They'd bring in a substitute halfway through, and they might come in and finish the race, or they might not. In fact, Richard Petty, the king of our sport, had got out of his car a good bit of his races, and a lot of his wins, he wasn't even the driver who pulled his car into victory lane. He just got credit for it because he was the first driver to drive. And so the sport's kind of going back to that. Of course, it puts more of an emphasis on physical training and well-being across the whole fitness platforms. And so thankfully we've had time to prepare for it. We knew this was coming. I think you look at other sports, NFL stands out because they take hits kind of similar to what we do in motorsports, and they have the same issues, right? They play on a Sunday, and those Thursday games aren't much fun because you're not all the way healed up and recovered. And we have the same issues with respect to both hydration and injury. So, at some point you just recognize that it's the same for everyone and try to be the toughest guy you can be.
Brad Keselowski is my guest. All right, then finally, Sunday, you're going to run in Atlanta with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. You've dominated this track the last few years with a pair of wins and a runner-up. What is it about Atlanta that suits your style so well?
Oh, it's a tough track, Jim. Really tough track. Really, really fast. Has a lot of grip. And then the tires wear off late in the race and has no grip at all. So you go from having to drive the car kind of all out, really aggressive, and then at the end you have to have a ton of finesse and be really smart about where you position yourself because the car gets so challenging to drive. I think that's something that requires a really thought-out approach, and we've done a great job at that as a team over the last few years, and I hope we can do it again this year.
He is the driver of the number two Auto Trader Ford Mustang for Team Penske. He won this series in 2012 and is running really well right now. Once again, the NASCAR Cup Series does return to action Sunday at Atlanta Motor Speedway with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Brad, another great conversation. Always good to have you on this show. I appreciate you very much, Brad. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim, and thanks to all the listeners. Hope you're doing well.
Well done, Brad, as always. Like a boss.